This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, there is an hour of an accepted dua that is often neglected. Hardly people know about it. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ فِي اللَّيْلِ لَسَاعَةٌ لَا يُوَافِقُهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ يَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهُ وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, there is an hour, there is a moment, every single night, in which if a Muslim was to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this hour, if he was to ask him of any goodness in this worldly life or any goodness of the afterlife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him and grant him that which he asked of the goodness. وَذَلِكَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. And this hour is every single night. Allahu Akbar. You know, on Friday, when, of course, the majority of Muslims know that there is an hour of an accepted dua, and that is the last hour on Friday, just before the sun sets. And so a lot of people have passion to make dua at this time, put effort and focus on this time to make dua. But the very same wording of that hadith of a Friday is the exact same wording for every single night. And this is why in Nawawi rahimahullah, from among the great scholars of the Muslims, he said, this hadith encourages the believers to make dua every single night. Every single night, don't miss out on this opportunity. Make a dua, because any dua you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, any goodness you ask Him of this worldly life, health, wealth, children, to make matters easy for you, any kind of goodness of this life and the afterlife, Allah Azza wa Jal would grant it to you. Allahu Akbar, this is really encouraging for the believer, subhanallah. And the dua at night is a dua full of peace. It is a dua in where a person has calmed down, he has rested, there's no stress, there's no panic, there's no worry, there's no concern at night. The soul is tranquil, the people are sleeping, the animals are sleeping, everything outside is motionless. Go outside your house and make a dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua inside your house. Make dua. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in dua. If you are sleeping and you happen to wake up, make dua as in your bed, as you are in your bed. You don't need to be upon wudu. You don't need to be facing the qibla. These are certain manners and etiquette of dua, but they're not conditions and necessities. If you're in your bed and you happen to open your eyes and it's 2 a.m., don't rush to your phone. Make a dua at that moment and ask Allah Azza wa Jal of goodness in this worldly life and goodness in the afterlife, that Allah Azza wa Jal ease your accountability, that He admit you into the paradise without account, and that He allow you to see Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's so much goodness that we want in our life. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, and this is happening every single night. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us goodness in this life, goodness in the afterlife, and to protect us from the fire of hell. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.